We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing the concept of a mumar. And there's a very interesting tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Samach Beis. Rav Nashi Klein Zatzal in that tshuva addresses a number of issues. He wants to address who is considered a Jew, according to the Torah, who is considered that he's not part of the Jewish people? How does someone lose the Shem Yisrael? And what does that mean if he loses the Shem Yisrael? So he says the first question of who is considered a Jew, he says, was a question that David Ben-Gurion posed to him, who said, wanted to know, who is a Jew? So he says that he told him, let's go back and look at the first Jew. He says, the first Jew that we find was Avraham Avinu, whose father was Terach, who was on Oved Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what made Avraham Avinu, who was born to Terach, a Jew? So he says, the Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha, V'hi Avraham ben Tishrim Teisha Shana, V'yera Hashem al Avraham, V'yomer Elov, Ani Kel Shakai, Hesalach Lefonai, V'yei Samit, V'etna Brisi Beini U'Beinecha, Va'arba oischa b'ma'oid ma'oid. And the pasuk continues, Ani hine brisi itoch, v'yisul av haman goyim, v'kimoise es brisi b'ni yu b'necho, un b'in zaracha achrecho, l'daroysom bris oylom, liyos l'chem, liyos l'chol l'kim l'zaracha achrecho. Zois brisi shetishmru, b'ni u b'nechem, b'in zaracha achrecho, chim l'chem kol zocho. So, we see from here that what made the first Jew into a Jew was the fact that he had a bris milah and he had Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that he accepted upon himself all the mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu, we know, had two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. What made Yitzchak into a Jew and what made Yishmael not a Jew? The answer is, Yitzchak followed the Darkei HaTorah, like his father Avraham Avinu, and Yishmael did not. And the same thing we find regarding Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav were born to the exact same parents, more than Yitzchak and Yishmael, because Yitzchak and Yishmael, although both had the same father, did not have the same mother. Yaakov and Esav had the exact same parents. Yet Yaakov Avinu is called Zera Yitzchak, who continues the chain of Klal Yisrael, and Esav, and of course we know that Esav is not. Why? For the same reason. Because Yaakov Avinu followed the Darkei Avosenu. Yaakov Avinu followed the Mesorah and followed all the mitzvahs, and the same cannot be said, obviously, of Esav. So, he continues to say, as soon as someone has a Jewish mother, he's obviously a Jew. But at what point does he lose that shame? So the Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Aleph says, Mi she'ein amoyd b'torah shebapeh, So he says, if somebody doesn't believe in Divrei Chazal, is not considered a Jew. And then he goes on to say that someone who believes in the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, then he's considered as part of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't, then you are not. And then he quotes the Rambam, a Perek Beis Halacha Akum, Halacha Beis, Yisrael Shoyver Akum, Harei Koev Kachom Uchal Dover, Ve'enik Yisrael, Sho'ova Averi Shiesh Boi Kores. So the Rambam is taking a very clear stand that somebody who is Oyver Avodah Zarah or is Mechal Shabbos B'Faresya has separated himself from Klal Yisrael. And once he's separated from Klal Yisrael, as we said in our previous shiur, we don't include him in a minyan. That doesn't mean, says the Rambam, says the Mishnah Halachas, quoting the Chassam Sofer, that we shouldn't try to be makarifim. Apishachata Yisrael, chatahu. He's still considered Yisrael that was supposed to try to be makarifim. But as far as halachic issues are concerned, we have to know that we don't necessarily count him to minyan, or he cannot be considered Jewish regarding number of issues. In fact, I saw a different tshuva. He said he's in that tshuva, the Mishnah Halacha discusses. Mishnah Halacha discusses: can he be Yoirish? Is he considered a Yoirish of his parents if he acts that way? He goes on to another. I saw another shaila in Mishnah Halacha Chelek Hey Simen Nun Hey, where he discusses a very interesting issue about Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach. Is there a problem with Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach with such a Jew? So he says a very interesting word. He says the whole reason why Chazal instituted the halacha of Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach was in order that people should not be lax in Hilchas Pesach, the halacha by Rosh Hashanah. But this individual, he says, who anyway is not following the Hilchas Pesach, he's shown that he has a total disregard for halacha. An individual like this, who's shown that he has a total disregard for halacha, such an individual, there was no rule of Chomet Shavuot of a Pesach said to his chometz that he owned on Pesach. The Devot Sinarov, Zatzal, and the Shahs of Tshuvas, Ber Moshe, Chelik, Hey, Simon, Tzadik Tes, Tzadik through Tzadik Tes, has a very long discussion regarding these individuals who are not religious and how to treat them regarding halacha. The time doesn't allow to go into the lomdus of all his psakim, but it's worth repeating some of his psakim. Very interesting. He says, someone who does not allow his children to have a bris milah is an individual who we should never give an aliyah to, is an individual who we should not allow to be about tefillah. Nor should we allow him to be considered towards a minyan. Someone who's married or is living with a non-Jewish woman also should not be included in the minyan, nor should we give an aliyah, even if he's the only kohen in the shul. Not only in such serious averis, but if you have someone who publicly defies Divrei Chazal, or he brazenly violates even any mitzvah, mitzvah saseh or mitzvah lois saseh, should not be given an aliyah. If he's a kohen, we should not allow him to go up to the duchen. And he says the same applies not just for an aliyah, the same applies for opening and closing the Oren or Hag B'Galila. We should not allow him to be a moil. However, if someone who is like this did a bris mila, we don't have to do hatofas dam bris afterwards. We have to be very careful that the minig is that when people write Sifrei Torah, they leave letters at the end. We should be careful not to allow such an individual to be the individual to write letters at the end of a Sefer Torah, because a Sefer Torah could only be written by a religious Jew. But, of course, as we said many times, that doesn't mean that they're not Jewish, and it doesn't mean that we don't have obligation. As the Chazon Ish said, we spoke about in the previous year, it's our fault, it's our obligation to make all these people into better Jews.